The case of a missing Florida girl took a new twist this week when her caretakers were arrested for welfare fraud. Relia Wilson has just turned 6, if she's still alive. The Florida Department of Children and Family Services discovered that she was missing in April of last year. The case touched off an uproar in Florida. Since then, reviews of DCFS files indicate hundreds of children are missing, many of them runaways. Elaine DeValle writes for the Miami Herald. She explains the charges against Pamela and Geraldine Graham.
Geraldine Graham was actually charged as Jane Doe because of her many aliases. They don't know exactly who she is. They found 37 or 47 different names, 15 different social security numbers, 13 different birthdays that she's used in 6 different states. She was charged with 7 counts of fraud and public assistance, 1 count of forgery, 1 count of driver's license fraud, and 1 count of auto title fraud, as well as 1 count of making a false statement. Pamela Graham, her housemate, was charged with 5 counts of fraud in the Women, Infants, and Children program, which provides nutritional supplements to pregnant women or women of young children and to children up to the age of 5, 6 counts of aiding and abetting fraud and public assistance, and 1 count of grand theft. They're all third-degree felonies.
Now, did the Department of Social Services know about Geraldine Graham's previous arrests and aliases when Relia Wilson was placed in her custody?
No, actually, what the investigation has revealed is that Relia Wilson was placed in the custody of Pamela Graham, not Geraldine Graham. At some point, Geraldine Graham or someone whited out Pamela's name, put her name in as a grandmother, and relative caregivers are eligible for public assistance, while non-licensed foster non-relative caregivers are not eligible for that assistance. So it was an effort to get money from the state.
Is the prosecution trying to say that because of this pattern of defrauding the government over the case of Relia Wilson, that these two women are suspects in her disappearance?
They've said before that they don't believe that they're being entirely truthful. Both Geraldine and Pamela Graham have failed lie detector tests, according to Miami-Dade Police. People do not believe that they are being entirely forthcoming with all the information regarding the circumstances of Relia's disappearance.
What is this likely to do in terms of other cases of missing children in Florida? Where do things stand in terms of overhauling the entire system?
Well, I don't know how this is going to help other cases. One thing that did come out yesterday was that authorities believe this kind of fraud is much more rampant than we know, and probably would never have been caught had Relia not been reported missing. Who knows, you know, how many of these children are being exploited for the benefits that their parents, their foster parents, or relative caregivers can get from the state.
Elaine, it would seem as if the trail had not gone cold when it comes to Relia Wilson. If nothing else, these arrests must establish that the state is still showing that she's a high-profile concern, that they're trying to do what they can.
Yes, certainly. I mean, the authorities will acknowledge that the length of time that has passed is certainly something that works against them. But they're still trying to find out. They're trying to find Relia, dead or alive, and just find out what happened. And they think that one of the people who was arrested yesterday know something about the circumstances of her mysterious disappearance.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure, anytime, Jackie.
Elaine DeValle is a staff writer for the Miami Herald, and she joined us from Miami.